Chaz and AJ News.
Well, we're still very excited about the Bobcats winning that national championship.
Absolutely.
And we have to talk to the mayor of Hamden about it and congratulate her. Mayor Lauren Garrett, thanks for coming on and congratulations.
Thank you. Good morning.
Morning. Good morning.
You must be very excited about that.
I am. So they kept saying Hamden during the NCAA Frozen Four, which is really exciting.
Yeah.
That's us! Yelled every single time.
Now, would you like to make any comments about Tampa, the city, or?
No, I'm totally going to avoid that.
Okay.
Faux pas.
Okay, why?
Just checking.
That's French for boo-boo.
It is, yeah.
You're from Michigan, right?
Oh, my gosh, you're blowing up my spot.
What's that?
Yes, I am. You're blowing up my spot. Right. Yes, I am.
Yeah, when you left there, you went to the side of good.
No, but when the Bobcats are playing Michigan, was that...
conflict of interest?
Were you torn watching that?
Mixed emotions?
A little bit. I was wearing yellow and blue in supporting both teams.
Gotcha.
Yes.
It clashes, doesn't it?
Fashion faux pas.
Yeah. But so when you're supporting both teams, are you cheering every time a team scores?
A lot of cheering.
Yeah.
It was
an exciting game. I'm super happy for Quinnipiac, and yeah. I thought that the game on Saturday night was just even better.
Right. That was crazy. Oh, off the hook.
Yep.
Yes.
First national championship for the school's program.
Huge.
Just so huge.
Yeah.
Coming
huge.
After the UConn.
Number one. You're number one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that is added pressure, too. So, I mean, what a way to respond.
Should be on your sign.
Oh, absolutely.
Entering Hamden, home of number one.
To be on that national stage, and they just dominated the second period, the third period. They were amazing.
Now, why isn't there a parade for the Bobcats like there was for the Huskies?
Well, when the governor tells a state school that they're having a parade, that's what they do.
Oh.
So when we were having internal discussions about a parade, Quinnipiac said that they wanted to have a celebration on campus at their arena. It's a private school. I don't have the ability to force decisions.
Okay. So you had this conversation with them, said, hey, what do you need from us?
Right.
Should you win?
That's right.
Are you wrestling right now?
My daughter is leaving for school, and she likes ice in her water.
Oh, okay.
They're playing hockey.
See, this is... She's a multitasker.
Yes, she is.
She's the mayor of the city. She's talking to a radio show. She's getting her daughter ready. Parent is job one, by
exactly
the way.
Exactly right. Phone cradle in her arm. Yep, exactly.
Talking to Mayor Garrett of Hamden. Okay, so you have a conversation with them, and you're like, what can we do for you? And they said, we're just going to have a party on the campus.
That's right.
Okay.
Yep.
So no parade. So we shouldn't try to rally troops for a parade because the school doesn't want it.
Well, I don't think that they do. We've asked a couple of times, just trying to be very thorough. Certainly there would be a lot of work involved and planning. When we shut down a road, we've got to get DOT involved. So we would be more than happy to do all that planning. We just have to have willing participants.
Well, I can just cut down a pole.
It falls across the road and shut off. Done.
Yeah, it seems like if they wanted one, the energy would have been there. You would have already been a couple of days into the project.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Good. I'm relieved because my boss brought this up in a meeting yesterday.
Leaned on us.
Do something about this.
Well, he was like, this is a good idea.
Yes.
Like, if the team wants it and the fans want it, we could put it together.
Yeah. Well, I've gotten a ton of calls about it. You know, people in Hamden want a parade. They want to celebrate.
Oh. Really?
All of our amazing sports teams. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
People want a parade.
Uh-oh. Hamden wants a parade.
I see wheels turning.
Well, the door was closing.
Whoa,
and then
now,
I was like, wait a minute.
Whoa,
the foot came in.
Look, the wind blew it open again.
Yeah. No, if the people of Hamden want a parade.
The people want it.
That's the community. There's overlap.
There is. But honestly, we want, you know, the team to be there. We want Quinnipiac to be there. And I think that they were pretty happy and excited about the celebration that they had.
Okay. Right. I gotcha.
We
but the town wants it. You can't really have a party without, you can't have a birthday party without the birthday person.
Yeah, the guest. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
A picture won't do it.
It's weird.
And I look dumb in a hockey outfit.
So. Sure, yeah. Jimmy didn't want a party, but we're having one anyway.
Right.
Jimmy's not here, but we'll sing happy birthday.
We don't
birthday.
Care about Jimmy.
This isn't a surprise parade situation.
Yeah, lots of planning needs. Is having a parade expensive?
Oh, yeah. Yep. You have to completely shut down the road that you're, you know, going to use, and that's a lot of police officers, but yeah, it's a pretty expensive endeavor. So I know that when they had UConn in Hartford, you know, there were a lot of donations that came through to sponsor that parade.
Donations.
Yeah, I got like $5 on me here.
All right, so I'm starting to do the math on this. Quinnipiac was fine with their party. The mayor wanted to do something.
Right. They said, no.
Didn't get a lot of...
Want our party over here.
You know.
Right.
The school said, no, we're good.
Just us and my friends, yeah.
And so that ship has kind of sailed. Right. People want it.
Right. But
you know, sometimes people say things on Facebook, and then when you say, hell, okay, we're getting over, taking collection, they're like...
Where'd they go?
I'm over here now. That was like...
Yeah, no, at that moment, I liked it.
That was 2 days ago.
Right.
I was excited.
Right, but you know...
Now I have plans on Saturday.
I've changed as a person. I don't want to go there anymore.
So what do you think, Mayor? Like, if we were... Do you want to, like, all band together and spearhead a parade, or you're good?
Not without our willing participants. So,
right. So Quinnipiac would have to say, you know what? We thought about it. We really do want to have a parade for these kids who have achieved something that hasn't been achieved in the history of the school.
That's good. That's good.
That's good. That was good. It's a good point.
You probably should have wrote that down, Mayor.
These are people we need to celebrate.
Right.
Can we get the hockey coach on the line or somebody? We need to plead our case if we really want a parade here.
We've been working on the coach for a couple of days. You know, he's been obviously busy doing stuff.
Busy, busy, busy.
I think drinking champagne for 3 straight days.
Yeah, I'll give you a hangover.
Yeah, and also I think there's that, let me just reconnect with my family.
Yeah.
Since I've been in the playoffs.
Right. Now the season's a grind. It is.
It's a grind.
Yeah.
And the pressure in the media. And he was very, very available to us leading up to the game. So I know he'll be on this week.
Yeah.
We've been trying. What do you think, Mayor? Should I, what's your executive decision on this? Should we check with the school, see if we can do something, if they really want something, or just...
I think you should.
Oh, look at that.
All right.
That was kind of like a good...
That was it.
A little bit.
If you see us coming up on your caller ID, don't let us go to voicemail. That means we need your help.
What do you mean she left town?
She has to drive her kid to school. You're getting the button in like 10 minutes.
No comprendo!
How cool is it for you, though, Mayor, that this happens on your watch?
It is super cool. Oh, I love it. Yeah. I think that we have some amazing student athletes. And, you know, both in Hamden High and at Quinnipiac University. So it's been really exciting to watch.
Awesome. All right. I'm going to start making some calls now. We may call you before we're off the air today.
That'll be us.
All right.
And congratulations, Mayor.
Yes, congratulations.
Thank you so
to the
much.
Whole town of Hamden.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Right.
I appreciate it. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
You probably shouldn't have told her that. I'm going to call back.
Well, no, I'm warning her.
Right, right.
You see us call back.
Yeah, if you see Publisher Clearinghouse, that's us.
All right.
Who is this Nonami person? Nonami.
Can we take a quick phone poll?
Sure.
Yeah, UConn got a parade.
They did. They got a parade. Well, big parade.
The Quinnipiac, these kids.
Parade. Why wouldn't they want a parade? I feel like this is, like, I was reading, the Wall Street Journal wrote an article about this. One of the guys, Yanov Peretz, got signed to the Hurricanes.
Yeah.
Who used to be the Whalers.
That just happened. Yeah.
Like, this is a big deal. Like, this is tying Connecticut history together with going to the Hurricanes, who used to be playing at the Civic Center as the Whalers. And it's great. And then they
get to wear school colors and cheer.
Phil, I'm sending you a number to call now.
Okay.
I'm going to go to the phones, take a quick poll. Comedian Vince Barry's in the studio, by the way. I didn't get a chance to introduce him because we had the mayor on.
Hi, Vince.
Chaz and AJ.
Yes, Quinnipiac, C-O-L-L-E-G-E, should have a parade.
Thanks, I got you.
Yes on parade.
So yes to the collage, yes.
Okay. Ruth, did you check our Facebook post and did we get a good response? I'm guessing most people would say yes. But did a lot of people respond to the post itself?
Yeah, let me check on that. I'll get right back to you with some numbers.
Okay. That sounds official.
Do we know the street legality of Zambonis?
Oh, yeah, that's a fun one.
Yeah, they got to have a plate on them.
We just get the dealer plates.
I tried using one once.
Oh, a Zamboni on the road. That's a good one. You got to have one.
You got to have one.
Even if you trailer it.
We could just decorate a street sweeper.
Is it Pam?
Yes, it is.
All right. It's Pam, our sales lady.
Oh.
Who, by the way, thank you, Pam, because that Chaz and AJ logo has been in all those Quinnipiac pictures.
It's amazing.
Wow. Really is amazing.
Thank you.
I love it, too. I love it, too. I think it's awesome.
All right. So we need to reach out to Quinnipiac to see if they want a parade.
Okay. So I did speak with the athletic department last night. We've been in conversations through email. Coach Rand is dying to get back on the show and share the excitement that took place, obviously, this past weekend in Tampa and everything that's been happening in Hamden. He just needs a few days. There's just a lot going on.
Yeah, no, I get that. But see, yeah, we've taken this to another level now. We're that.
Oh.
We're those people who it's like, oh, yeah, no, we're good, man. Like, yeah. I just had a little dinner with my family, and that's all I want for my birthday. No, we're having you a party.
Right.
Right. So this,
all right.
So who do we need? So we need your help now to contact the school to see if they'd like to reconsider and have a small parade.
Okay, knowing the amount of people that listen to your show, Chaz, I can't give you that over the air.
No.
Lindsay, like, spill it right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we don't even want to do it. We want you to do it.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think you're understanding the ask here.
Being your athletic supporter.
Yeah. Like, wherever.
Who's going to put it together?
Wait, hold it. AJ just called you an athletic supporter.
I'm glad you didn't let that slide.
Well, she said she supports the athletes.
Oh, thanks, AJ.
No problem.
Chaz, I have no problem communicating with them. I talk with them all the time. I just want to know who would be putting the parade together, where it would be, all that kind of good stuff. Can you give me that info?
Yeah, it would be downtown Hamden, and it would be put together by the mayor.
Right.
Which is idea makers.
We just got the mayor on. She said, yeah, I'm in if they're in. We have to have a willing participant, and we'll put a parade together.
Right.
I love it. Sure, I'm driving right now, but as soon as I get to the office in like a half an hour, I can call my guy.
A half an hour? Where do you live?
Oh, I live in Woodbury. Oh, okay. It actually takes me 45 minutes. But,
oh, okay. Yeah, keep us posted.
I definitely will. Yeah, and it was great all season, wasn't it? So much fun supporting that team. Great group of guys. And you were just talking about the goalie who was, I don't know what the contract is and what the wording is, going to the Carolina Hurricanes. You do know that one of the players on Quinnipiac, Skylar Brindamore, his dad is the coach of the Hurricanes.
Oh, cool.
Is that right?
Yeah. That helps.
That's so cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that program is deep in talent.
Oh, yeah.
Deep in talent.
Yeah.
It's just fun to go watch it locally too. I mean, you know, it's just a great arena, and I don't know, it's just a lot of fun. It's great to support those kids and
it absolutely is. It's a great vibe.
Beautiful
stadium. It's not a zillion dollars to go and have great fun with your family and watch a winning team.
Yep.
I agree. It's a gazillion dollars for me because my son's a junior there, but anyway.
That's a whole different
experience.
Why are you
so hard right now?
All right, Pam.
This is okay.
Keep us posted.
I'm on it, Jeff. I'll keep you posted.
All right.
Okay, guys.
Thank you, Pam.
Drive carefully.
Okay.
All right.
Now what do we do?
Now we wait.
No, I don't think we wait.
Okay.
No, this needs to happen immediately.
Ruth, did you have time to look at this response on the Facebook page? Should the Quinnipiac Bobcats get a parade?
Overwhelmingly, yes.
Really?
Overwhelmingly. Mm-hmm.
All right, so what do we, why wouldn't they? I guess we have to talk to the school. Why wouldn't they want a parade?
That seems like the next hurdle. Yeah, it seems like everybody else is willing.
If they say, you know what, yes. Are there any parents listening or anybody in Hamden listening that thinks, hey, we should have a parade for these kids?
Right.
Anybody?
Yeah, if you're on campus, go down to the athletic department with your cell phone. Get somebody on the line if you're a student. Well, yeah.
Or just call us now. I'm interested in the interest level.
Yeah.
I'm from West Hartford. And I would go because this is a bit, I think if you're treating UConn, and I know it's UConn, as a big deal, you got to treat Quinnipiac the same thing.
This I felt
is a
the
big
same
deal.
Way.
Yeah, fair is fair.
I was shocked when I found out that there was no
parade. I assumed it was going to be.
It's like, okay, when's the parade?
Right.
I want to be there.
Right.
And for the town, think of the business. If you have a parade in Main Street or downtown Hamden, then you know you've got restaurants and shops getting right. supported.
There's
by
a swell, yeah,
beer places. Yeah.
But when are they going to get a parade? The third time they do it. This is the first time
historic.
The school has won a national championship. They didn't win it because you know some weirdo deal happened and great teams didn't get in. They went through the best teams. In college hockey.
They worked for it. They worked for
this
it.
This is something that, like, how many times in a lifetime does someone get to experience this? In the town.
Went to the...
Hamden. When's the last time you had a national championship team in Hamden?
Well, not that one time.
Just saying.
Yeah, they were having lunch. Yes. Just driving through. Yeah.
On the phone right now is the sports director of the Quinnipiac Chronicle, Cameron Levasseur. Hey, Cameron.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What a cool time to be the sports director of that paper, huh?
Yeah, it certainly is.
Yeah. So you've clearly been following the team all the way through this journey.
Yeah.
And you went to Tampa with them?
I did.
Awesome.
Okay. And what was that like?
I mean, it was just like an incredible experience, A, to just be down there and be around all those festivities, and then B, to see them win. It was something that I'll never forget.
What do you think the sense, you know, I know everybody wants to say, oh no, we believed in ourselves, we believed in our team, but what did you think? Did you really think they would get through these two powerhouses?
Yeah, honestly to me, it seemed like all season this, out of all the teams that they've had, this one would be the one to do it, and maybe it was a little bit of a bump of the road when they lost to Colgate in the ECAC tournament, but once they got to Tampa, and especially how they were playing against Michigan, you could tell they were going to win it.
Speaking of Tampa, you were there. Do you have any thoughts on Tampa, the city?
I mean, it's an incredible city, and it's an incredible place to host an event like this. Like, obviously, they're not a traditional hockey market, but they do a great job putting it on, and it's a very well-run event.
That's a great answer.
That's a great answer. I'm going to write that down and send that answer to a friend of mine.
Very positive one that no one can mad about.
But how do you feel about Houston?
So, all right. So everybody believed if we're going to do it, this is the team that could do it.
Yep.
That's wild.
Yeah. Very good. And then you were in the locker room for this historic moment. What was that like?
I mean, it was just incredible to see all the guys celebrating like that. Like, you could tell just how excited they all were to finally get it done. Like, I know I keep saying it, but it's something that I'll never forget to see a team like that, like, finally get over the hump.
Oh. When you're in the locker room, a bunch of guys were excited.
Yeah.
The word. Yeah, I guess.
I can see that.
A lot of them are underage, so it's not like champagne flowing right. or whatever. But.
Yeah.
You know, the word historic gets overused, but this is clearly and truly the definition of historic. That team will be remembered at that school forever.
They worked hard for this.
They locked themselves into permanent history.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Legend.
What's the deal with the parade now? Do you think I know there isn't one scheduled, but does the team want one?
I mean, I haven't heard anything about it. Everybody that I've talked to about it would love to see a parade. I'm not sure if they'll do one now after the rally they had the other night, which was pretty cool, but I guess we'll just see what happens.
Okay. Well, we're trying to take a gauge. It seems like everybody would like one.
Yeah, I think that'd be cool. Yeah.
I'm ignorant. I just immediately assumed it was happening.
I thought so,
I didn't even think to check. I was just like, of course they're getting one.
I'm like, okay, another parade.
Exactly.
Yeah. Cameron, why isn't there a parade scheduled?
I've got no idea. I guess they wanted to do something in the arena. They thought that'd be the better idea. I'm not sure. People that I've talked to really seem to want a parade, so we'll see if they do it.
Okay, Cameron, as sports director of the newspaper, as you're the sports director of the paper during this historic time in the athletics department of the school, that's a question that seems like would be the next phase of your, you know, following the story.
Storytelling,
Next article.
Yeah. Investigative journalism.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll definitely talk to some people this week and see if if it's something that they're looking into.
How fast can a parade be put together? Because I feel like if you're going to do one, it would have to be Saturday.
Yeah.
You know, I think anything outside of Saturday, it's like it
loses its luster. Yeah.
Cameron, who can you get us connected to at the university? Like, can we use your sway or your pull and your wonderful,
Cameron,
powerful position?
Do you have the president's cell phone in your cell phone
or the office number or anything? We'll call him. I'll call him.
Email something.
Say that I do. I don't know how much sway I have there.
Wait, you can't say that you do or you don't?
I don't.
Okay.
Oh.
Does the president know you?
Probably vaguely. I'm not sure that I've ever had a full conversation with her.
Okay. Interesting.
So you've like waved, they wave back?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Typically, I would wave at a stranger.
I mean, a full hand, right?
Yeah, someone waves at me,
I wave back.
Yeah, a full hand with this one finger, right? So I get that.
Well, I'm just, have you asked these questions? Like, why isn't there a parade? You don't know why there isn't.
No, I haven't yet.
Well, hadn't yet, he says, yet.
Interesting.
Right, so that's today's article.
Because we're all like, this is historic. It's a great story.
The energy's definitely there.
Right.
Here's the other thing, Cameron. You guys won a national championship and no one ruined a thing.
Yeah.
No one burnt anything. No one knocked a light pole over.
Yep.
There wasn't a van on its side.
You were the exact perfect example of class in winning.
Not even a cup
on
the floor.
Look, the UConn kids had a good time. They were partying.
They did.
All right, got a little out of control. I'm not saying anything.
A little rambunctious, but yeah.
But you guys did the right thing.
You did.
You won a national championship, did the right thing, and no parade.
Who's a good boy?
That's the treat for no riot.
You should get the treat. Who's a good boy? Yeah, you get your belly rubbed now.
Exactly.
Cameron's not going
to
be any
help. He's like, I don't know how to respond to any of
this. He's trying not to get expelled. It's right before graduation.
You know what I think Cameron's thinking? I did all this work covering the team. They won the championship. Did all this coverage. Went to Tampa. Like, the story's over.
Right, I just want to go home now.
Is this story over for you now?
I think there's still a lot going on with this team. I mean, there's probably a couple more guys that are going to sign NHL contracts.
Right.
That's another good reason to have a parade now.
Yes. Right.
Before they go out to the big time.
That is a great point.
Don't want to
it's another
anymore.
Reason to have a parade.
Right.
You have people going off that are going to be legends. And
right. And they won't even take our phone calls anymore.
Who are you people? This is the only time we're going to be able to get them to do anything.
Yeah, Cameron, you got one last chance to party with the hockey team before they all move on, but this is it.
Right, before we're all in the party by ourselves.
All right, Cameron, hold on 1 second. I can feel your enthusiasm building.
I know.
I hear nervousness.
It's like, uh-oh.
Chaz and AJ, hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. Just want to say congratulations to Quinnipiac. But Saturday they have a car show going, so I there may be scheduling conflicts why they couldn't do it.
They have Saturday? A car show at Quinnipiac?
They always do, yeah.
Yeah.
Big ones.
Saturday, yeah.
That's why I didn't know it was this Saturday. I thought it was like later on in the month.
It's early. It's really, really early. Normally it's in May. It's usually Memorial Day, but they're doing it this Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sunday it is.
Yes.
Wait. No, but wait. Hold on a second.
We could use these cars. I feel like
who's having the car show? The hockey team?
I do not know.
Okay.
No, it's hosted by Quinnipiac and his charity. I do not know.
My guess is it's not from.
No.
It's not the hockey team. Right?
No,
you could do two things at once. You could have a parade for the hockey team.
Use it the Chevrolet Club of Connecticut.
But it is in the parking lot of where that is. So that's where they host it. So
That's not where the parade would be.
Yeah, that's a different place. Yeah,
parade would be downtown Hamden.
Right. Everybody can be happy here.
True.
Hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. Well, just sharing what I know.
No, I appreciate that. It's another detail.
Yeah. It is.
Right.
Yes.
Another possible wrinkle.
Cameron, I could see why you're not getting enthusiastic about this, because as we're trying to push this idea forward, we keep hearing why
roadblocks.
It's difficult to do this.
You have a car on the shoulder.
Yeah.
You probably got a Barracuda.
Cameron did the right thing right from the beginning. I'll be over here. Tell me when there's something to report on.
Right.
Yeah. Smart guy.
Yep.
Smart
He's
guy.
Like, I report the news. I don't make the news.
Yeah. I'm just, I won't beat a dead horse here, but it is really astronomical what this team has done. And, the national champions.
Yep.
And we have a tradition here to honor national champions with parades, and right. we're not doing yeah. it now.
It's never us, but
it just seems weird to me.
Yeah.
It does a little bit.
Yeah.
When will this happen again? We don't know. It might happen next year. It might happen 10 years from now.
It's like having that big brother that always gets all the accolades, and you're the second kid, and that kid gets nothing. I was that second kid.
I know the feeling, damn it! I want a parade too!
But I got to tell you, I don't know who took that picture of the team on the cover of Winnipeg. That first of all, that headline, Winnipeg, who came up with that?
It was our editor-in-chief, Melina. I think we were trying to figure out something that we were going to put on the issue if they won, and she kind of just said it as a joke, and then it stuck.
Great joke. It is so yeah. great.
Yes, it is.
So great.
Yep.
I feel like what we're finding out, too, through all this is that the newspaper has a lot of talent on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we should have been talking to Melina instead. Jeez.
That's a comedian who's not part of this show.
Right. So
I'm really happy that picture that you put on the cover that made national news right. has the Chaz and AJ logo in it. You could have put any picture in there. You put that one, so thank you.
We don't really know. The door was open.
Yeah, so, all right. We're going to continue on this quest to put a parade together.
The quest!
You might have something to do this weekend.
Hope so.
All right.
All right,
we'll keep you posted. Thank you, Cameron.
Thanks,
nice,
sir.
Nice
Thank
job,
you.
Man, and congratulations.
Yes. Bravo, sir, bravo.
Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate it.
You got it. Okay. Sports editor of the Quinnipiac Chronicle, Cameron Levasseur.
He may not call back.
I think all he heard was, wow, they're giving me a lot of work right now.
Weekend, probably going to go to a beer place.
That's the thing. There's a lot of work to put a parade together.
Yeah.
For sure.
Mm. And we're like, yeah, well, we just want to show up and have a good time.
Right.
Right.
Who wants to do all the work?
We're going
to
bring a boom box and some beer. We're good.
Chaz and AJ.
Where's the governor? You guys talk to him every day. Call the governor.
Not every day.
Yeah,
but
maybe tough for us to call him again.
I don't think he's upset with us. He's fine with us.
Yeah, no, we're good.
To get a picture on the ice. He loved all the attention. Come, now it's time to pay the piper.
Mm.
Give these kids a parade.
I don't necessarily disagree. It's good for the state. He should be happy.
Yeah. Tell him Bob Stefanowski would do it.
He's going to be throwing it up to all the other governors when they go to.
Hey, Vince, hold on one second. Vince, can you just pace yourself with who you make mad in one break? Can you just, like...
I'm a wild card, baby.
Just pace yourself.
Here's a dog.
It's all jokes.
You're here until 10.
Here's a dog.
I know.
Cook some coffee.
All right. Back to you. All right. So the governor, I think what we need to do is we need to get the president of Quinnipiac to say, you know what? It would be nice if you guys could do it. We already got the mayor to say, if we have a willing participant, we'll be happy to do it. So I think the president has to say yes, and then we go to the governor and say, Governor, what can you do?
Yeah, we need
I like
blessing.
Our strategy right now. We're encircling.
We need the blessing.
Mm. Started with the mayor. Mayor's like, sure, if they say yes, we go right to the students. They're like, we're on board. So,
yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, so we need the blessing.
Yeah, the listeners, citizens of Hamden have
yep.
been calling all morning saying
Absolutely.
We want this parade.
Yep.
Citizens of Connecticut. I mean, it's a big deal.
Hockey it is a big deal.
Yeah. And we lost the Whalers. We
right.
You know what I mean? We have nothing.
Right.
We have nothing.
We should probably right.
only UConn.
Right.
You know what I mean? So spread the wealth.
Yeah. All right. So we already know basketball, and we're very honored. But
right.
yes, now hockey, too.
Right. Right.
We should yes.
Let's yeah. lead with that. Lead with that.
All right. Very good. Thank you.
I like that Take shifted care. From How a Quinnipiac it. Thing to a us as Connecticut people thing.
We're united.
Kenny and Hamden.
Now we are.
Hey, I just want to chime in. Definitely yes for a parade because Hamden's always been a hockey town. The
yeah.
high school's won more state championships than anybody.
Oh,
Jonathan
wow.
Quick is from Hamden.
Yes, he is.
Stanley Cup to Hamden a couple of years ago. So definitely yes for a parade to solidify Hamden as hockey town, Connecticut.
All right, hockey so we're still
so we pay enough taxes in Hamden to deserve something.
We all pay a lot of taxes,
yes.
and we do live in a beautiful state.
We
you know,
do.
You have to pay for nice things.
Hamden's particularly notorious, but definitely yes for parade.
All right, well, the mayor said she's into it.
Yeah.
If we can get Quinnipiac to say yes,
right.
So we're working on
it's
it.
It's a process.
Keep pressing them.
All right, thank you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.